distribution customers in Washington Gas that Washington Gas serves in Maryland exceeds the number of customers that it serves in the district. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
By almost threefold, isn't that correct? There's the district's about a third the size of Maryland.
Well, as I recall, in the district, there are about 157, close to 160,000 customers. In Maryland, the number is about 460,000. Again, those are approximate numbers.
And the number of distribution customers that Washington Gas serves in Virginia is also far greater than those that it serves in D.C. Is that correct?
Yes, Virginia now is our largest jurisdiction. There are more than 500,000 in Virginia.
Because of the difference in the customer numbers, you could have a circumstance in which the target was not achieved in one jurisdiction if that jurisdiction was looked at alone, but then it's achieved when looked at from an overall company perspective. Isn't that correct?
Well, can you give me an example of that? Because I struggle with that. Again, if I look at O&M per customer, that represents a determination of what our costs are, what our O&M costs are, and it doesn't really matter what they are by jurisdiction. So maybe you can give me an example of that.
Okay, we'll take customer satisfaction, for example. If results in the district are low, that district customers aren't getting the service they need. I understand that you've said they call the same operator, they talk to the same person, but their needs are not being met. But Washington Gas still hits the target if you look at customer satisfaction in Maryland and Virginia. Wouldn't that be correct that you could hit the overall target even though customers in the district are not meeting the target in and of themselves?
But they would be getting, again, they would all be getting the same level of service. And so whether they were going online to get service or to get information through e-service or whether they were going to provide feedback about service that they receive through a personal representative or service that they receive through the interactive voice response unit, customers are getting the same level of service.
Is customer satisfaction a level of service that how much access the customer has, or is it a measure of whether the customer's needs are being met?
Whether
the customer's issues are being resolved. Apologize for interrupting.
It's a measure of the customer's view of whether or not their needs are being met. And again, in the customer service area, I think it's important to note that we do file reports. We file regular reports, identifying our, or providing information about customer service. And there is also the measure of the number of complaints that are, processed, frankly, by this commission. So there are a number of methods that this commission has to assess how Washington Gas is doing with its customer service, and they are very much focused on D.C. operations.
Okay, if I could focus your attention to the last line of the corporate scorecard where it says non-utility adjusted EBIT.
Yes.
EBIT stands for earnings before interest and tax. Is that correct?
Earnings before income taxes, yes.
I think is it interest in tax or income in tax?
Interest in taxes.
Interest in tax. Okay.
Subject to check.
So our non-utility earnings, the earnings that are earned by Washington Gas, the company that provides natural gas delivery service in the district, or by other corporate affiliates of the holding company?
So that's non-utility. That's a measure of non-utility performance, and so that includes Washington Gas's affiliates, not Washington Gas.
And earlier you said Washington Gas and Light. When you say Washington Gas and Light is not the holding company, correct?
No, and I realize it's confusing. WGL Holdings is the holding company. Washington Gas is short for Washington Gas Light Company. And so when I say Washington Gas, I'm referring to Washington Gas Light Company.
Okay, so which affiliates are involved in the generation of non-utility adjusted EBIT.
So that would be WGL Midstream. That would be WGL Energy Systems, WGL Energy Services. Those are the primary three.
And with respect to that goal, what does it mean when it says that the target is equal to or greater than 100%?
Of whatever was budgeted, whatever the target was for those operations. So that's what the 100% represents.
Are there any other measures on the scorecard that are not based on the operation of Washington Gas and Light, that they relate to the Washington Gas Holding Company or other affiliates?
Not on this particular exhibit. As I mentioned earlier, if you look at my rebuttal, I realize we're not in the rebuttal phase, but what I did in my rebuttal exhibit is to indicate which of the goals apply to Washington Gas and which apply to the entire holding company. So I'm sure we'll get to that at the appropriate time, but I did want to highlight that. I realize it is not in the exhibit on direct, but it is in the exhibit all laid out on rebuttal.
Okay. Please turn back to page 12 of your testimony.
Yes.
So starting at line 11 and running through line 18, you set out the percentage assigned to each scorecard goal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do these percentage weightings change from year to year?
They could.
And what would entail a change? What would be the driver of a change?
Well, for example, my testimony here relates to FY15. If there were a goal that happened to be removed from the scorecard, that would change the weightings that would be applied to the other areas. And again, there's a reflection of that in the FY16 scorecard.
Do you set these weightings?
No.
Who does?
The final approval is provided by the board of directors.
Are the weightings provided to the, draft weightings provided to the board at the same time as the draft scorecard for their approval?
I don't know.
So moving up to line 4 on that same page, you state that the corporate factor can range from 0 to 1.5 and is determined based on corporate scorecard results. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
Can you walk me through how Washington Gas translates its corporate scorecard results into the corporate factor?
Again, using the weighting system as we began to do in 2015, you look at the scorecard and determine the number of measures that were met, where we achieved a goal. In FY15, the success rate was 85%. And so because the top of the range is 1.5, you basically, do simple math. And doing that simple math, multiplying the 85% of 1.5 produced the 1.3 factor of for 2015. So that basically is the simple math that's done to determine what the corporate factor will be.
You said weighting began in 2015. Prior to 2015, you didn't use a weighting scale for the corporate scorecard?
No, we did not.
And when you say that the success rate was 85%, does that mean, let's say, take employee work safety, where here it says 10%, is that correct?
Yes, for the weighting, yes.
And so if you meet the target goal of employee work safety, do you get that total 10%? Or?
You know, I used a sort of a simple in shorthand method for, you know, for arriving at the 1.3. So it's a little bit more complicated than that. So I'm not in a position to go through the actual application of the weights. And I'll put a period there. So it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Okay. Thank you. We have nothing more, Your Honor. No. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Ms. Francis?
Good morning, Ms. Sims.
Good morning.
I'm going to start by asking you to just take a brief look at three exhibits.
Yes.
Your Honor, the company has agreed to stipulate. So first I'm going to ask you to please focus on what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 1. See that?
I did see those exhibits. I know what the documents are. I don't have them here, but I know that we have agreed to stipulate to those exhibits.
Okay. Thank you. Your Honor, just for the record, I'm going to state that what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 1 is a WGL analyst meeting of March 15th, 2016 presentation. And I'd like to have that marked for the record as AOBA 1.
It will be so marked.
The second document is entitled WGL Holdings, December 2015, and also it is a presentation that I would like preliminarily identified as AOBA 2, which I would like to have marked for the record as AOBA 2.
So marked.
And what's been preliminarily identified as AOBA 3 are a series of press releases that were taken from the WGL press release section of its website. They are dated 9/27/16, February 29th, 2016, November 16th, 2015, December 18th, 2014, March 10th, 2014, February 20th, 2014, November 19th, 2013, and May 30th, 2013. And I would like to have that series marked for the record as AOBA 3.
So marked.
Your Honor, I would like to state that AOBA's exhibits 1 and 2 were both taken directly from the WGL Holdings website from the investor relations section. Now, Your Honor, I would also like to mark for the record a series of Washington Gas responses to AOBA data requests. And the first one, Ms. Sims, if you would look at, is preliminarily identified.
Excuse me, the witness does not have a copy. Can you present a copy to the witness?
Oh, I gave them to you earlier.
Yes, yeah. I don't have them with me now. You did give me a copy. Thank you very much, but I don't have them now.
Would
you have a moment?
Get a copy to the witness, please? Thank you.
My apologies, Your Honor. I gave them to the witness before we started.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Okay, and the witness now has them.
Yes, thank you.
Her. Another copy. Thank you.
Ms. Sims, please look at what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA4. We're going to look at, you should have two packs. One is a public, one is confidential.
You said number four?
Yes. What was preliminarily identified as AOBA data request, AOBA exhibit 4, which is Washington Gas's response to AOBA data request number 1-4.
Yes, I have it.
Okay. And Ms. Francis, you said there was a confidential and a public version of that
data.
Not of
that exhibit.
Not of that exhibit.
I will note when I'm doing both.
Thank you.
Okay. And you can see you are the sponsor of that exhibit, Ms. Sims?
Yes.
Okay, Your Honor, I would like to have what was preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 4 marked for the record as AOBA Exhibit 4.
So marked.
The next one, Ms. Sims, is what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 5, which is Washington Gas's response to AOBA data request number 1-6, which, Your Honor, I would like to mark for the record as AOBA 5.
So marked. 5.
Do you see that, Ms. Sims?
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you see that the question that was asked refers very specifically to Washington Gas Exhibit A, page 4, lines 13 through 15, and the sponsors of the response to this exhibit are both yourself and witness Torinimi?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Your Honor, I would like to focus on what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 6, which is Washington Gas's response to AOBA data request number 1, question 1-7, which I'd like to have marked for the record as AOBA Exhibit 6.
So marked.
And Ms. Sims, do you see that you are the sponsor of that exhibit?
I do.
Okay. Next, I would like to look at what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 7, which is Washington Gas's response to AOBA data request number 1-8, which I would like to mark for the record as AOBA Exhibit 7.
So marked.
Okay. The next exhibit is what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 8, which is Washington Gas's response to AOBA data request number 1-9. Your Honor, I would like to have this marked as AOBA Exhibit 8.
So marked.
And Ms. Sims, you see that you are the sponsor of that exhibit.
Yes.
The next exhibit, Your Honor, there is a public and a confidential version. It is preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 9, and it is Washington Gas's response to AOBA data request number 110, and the attachment includes a confidential portion, although the whole document was marked confidential. Do you see those documents, Ms. Sims? If you look at just the public if you look at just the confidential version, it has the entire document. It'll be easier.
Did I mark that?
Okay. And this is AOBA 9.
It's been preliminarily identified as AOBA cross exhibit 10.
I have it.
Excuse me, cross examination 9. Your Honor, I would like to have what's been preliminarily identified as AOBA exhibit 9 marked for the record as AOBA exhibit 9. And how should I do this? A public version and a confidential?
Yes.
Okay. Exhibit 9, public, and exhibit 9, confidential. Ms. Sims, you are the sponsor of that exhibit. Excuse me. Ms. Sims, Mr. Godey is the...
Godey, two syllables.
Godey. Mr. Godey is the sponsor of that exhibit?
Yes.
Okay. Let's look at the question. Is it exactly your direct testimony? Question is Sims' direct testimony, Washington Gas A, page 8, lines 4 through 6. So the question was directed to you originally?
It was directed to me, and the response, as you'll note, was provided by another witness.
Yes, I have. Now I would like to you to look at, please, what's been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 10, which is Washington Gas's response to AOBA Data Request 1, Question 1-13. I would like to have that marked for the record as AOBA Exhibit 10.
So marked.
And as you can see, Ms. Sims, there are several attachments along included within that exhibit.
Yes.
And you are the sponsor of that exhibit, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Next, Ms. Sims, I'd like you to look at what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 66. And, Your Honor, that is Washington Gas response to AOBA data request number 1. Question 1-13, and this includes attachment D. And I would like to have this exhibit marked for the record as AOBA exhibit 11.
So marked.
And respond that exhibit. Sims?
Yes.
Now I'd like Your Honor, I'm going to reference another confidential exhibit. I'd like you to look at what has been preliminarily identified as AOBA Exhibit 11, which is the Washington Gas response to AOBA Data Request Number 1, Question 1-14. There is a public version as well as a confidential version, and I would like to have this document marked as AOBA Exhibit
11 is what you're up to.
12,
yes. Sorry. 11 becomes 12. Thank you. Got it.
Okay. And Ms. Sims, you are the sponsor of that exhibit?